Part 32, Chapter 4. Soth, Johnny found, did not live in the dormitories. Apparently, he coughed at night and kept other cyclos awake, and they had insisted he be berthed in a small former storage room that was hooked into the breathe gas circulating system. And that was where Johnny found him. The room wasn't too bad. The old cyclo had cut down the original storage shelves and fabricated some bookcases and tables from them. The cases were utterly jammed with books and the tables covered with a litter of paper. Soth was sitting on a high stool as Johnny entered. His fur was splotchy with blue hairs, sign of an aged cyclo. The amber eyes were a bit blurry with white matter at the corners. He was dressed in a wraparound robe, and he had a small cap on his head. He peered near-sightedly at Johnny, evidently seeking to see who it was. Then he remarked the belt gun.
"So you've come to ship me on,"
said Soth.
"I was wondering when someone would notice."
"You seem to have a lot of books here,"
said Johnny, seeking to change the subject.
"I was fortunate. When that attack first came on the compound, I was in my office and I heard the fire gongs going. I knew there'd be a lot of water, so I ran down to my room and put everything I had into waterproof ore bags. Then when we were to leave for here, I asked a nice young human if I could go get them and bring them, and he permitted it."
Johnny was looking at the titles. He couldn't read most of them. They were in scripts he had never seen before.
"They usually let me keep my books. In cross-firing, they don't much care what weight or cubic space there is, for there's nothing else going. Will you let me keep them when you cross-fire me this time?"
Johnny was afraid for a moment that this old cyclo must be in his dotage. Then he realized they wouldn't really know that there were no other cyclos alive. They might think there were other captives elsewhere.
"I'm not here to cross-fire you. We're sure there are no cyclos on other planets now."
Soth digested this. Then he let out a little snort.
"Funny way to end 130 years of exile. But it's not ended. I'm still exiled even if I stay here."
Johnny had him talking. He had better keep him talking.
"How did it start?"
Soth shrugged.
"Where it always starts. Being impolite to a catrist. Isn't it in my record?"
As Johnny shook his head, Soth went on.
"You might as well know. Lately I've had this strange feeling that I should be more honest. And I do appreciate your fixing my fangs for me. Two were quite painful. Anyway, we had this young cyclo in school, and he got confused about his lessons and wanted a better explanation."
"About mathematics?"
said Johnny,